it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bike.
It's the Bro Show. It's Lucas and Jacob.
We're back.
Yeah.
For some reason, this feels so weird. Like, we film videos all the time, but I'm like scared right now. I feel like I'm on stage. I don't know why.
There is so many cameras. Those three cameras, an audio device.
Why are tears forming in my eyes? Is my face red?
No, your face isn't red.
I'm going through a panic.
Because it does feel like an interrogation.
I know. I'm just scared. It sounds like we're being forced to start the podcast again. Like, we're totally willingly doing this.
Yeah. There's not even like a deal even. Like, it's not like do the podcast for a year and you get paid X amount.
We do have like somebody behind us.
Oh, like ads?
Oh, no. I was going to pretend that like Whoopi Goldberg bought us.
Oh, no.
We just really miss doing the podcast and... This is the Bro Show 2.0. It's going to be so different.
It's been like 2 years, and I think we stopped in April, so May, June, July. So it's been like 2 years, 3 months, 4 months, something like that. But I kind of was like thinking about it, and I was like, oh, it kind of makes sense that we stopped for 2 years, because these like these people that make music, like they sometimes wait like 2.5 years to make an album. So I guess this is like, I think we did the podcast for like 3.5 years. That was like our first album, and then this is like our second album.
And even TV shows nowadays, like Euphoria, they stopped when we stopped the podcast, and the new season hasn't even came out. So we took a shorter break than Euphoria.
Oh,
so we're pretty much like Euphoria.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people view the podcast as that too, like on the same caliber.
Yeah, it's just as critically acclaimed and stuff.
But yeah, if you haven't been keeping up with our YouTube channels, a lot has changed. We're just like completely different people now.
I feel like that's the weirdest part about doing the podcast again, is that it's kind of funny how like it's been 2 years and it's like, and it just is like this whole thing of like, I wonder if we do seem the same, because I would assume we do. But then like, I wonder if someone doesn't watch our YouTube channels and then is watching this because they're like, oh, they uploaded a new podcast episode. I used to listen. And they're like, wait, they I don't know if I like this anymore. Like, I just wonder, like, from like an audience pushback, if like someone reviewing this that doesn't watch our YouTube channels, if they think like something's changed about us. But I feel like probably we're just acting the same. But people change, I guess. So.
Yeah. But just for a little comforting fact for the original Bro Show fans, we're still in the same basement, in the same room,
same couch.
Yeah, literally, same couch from Amazon. This couch has lasted. I mean, there's been a few times where we were recording in the past, and remember it would make those loud creaks? Like, it sounded like our weight was too much for it, but it hasn't broke.
Yeah, there's been a few loud cracks.
Mm-hmm. Same, I'm not going to say what animal this is.
Cheetah pillows.
Oh, yeah, because remember, Jacob and I recently stayed in a jungle-themed hotel room. It was for Jacob's channel, and there was leopard and cheetah print everywhere, and I kept feeling like a dumbass over and over because... Apparently, I don't know the difference between the two. Are these leopard pillows or cheetah pillows?
Well, when we were in that room, you took a photo of the flooring and asked ChatGPT, and it said cheetah.
And it was like this?
I mean, that's the thing, is that if you Google the difference, it says something about the spots. And I'm not a zoologist. People that aren't even zoologists know this. I just don't know it.
It's extra embarrassing for me not to know, because I did, in the fourth grade, do a... entire like 4-page double spaced essay on snow leopards.
So 2 pages?
Yeah, if you don't include the double spacing. But yeah. I feel like I should just know, because like I was so passionate about that essay. Like, you know, sometimes you did essays in school and you weren't really feeling it, but this one I was actually inspired. Like, it wasn't homework. I was doing that snow leopard essay with passion.
Oh, like you would have done it even if it wasn't for school.
I remember that was like the first cause. Like, I was like, wow, like snow leopards are endangered. Like, we need to get going. I mean, it's literally been like over like 20 years and I haven't done anything about it yet. But like, I still have in the back of my mind, like, we need to do something about the snow leopards. Like,
do you know if they're still like going extinct?
I'm assuming. Yeah. It might actually just be extinct now. That sucks. Like, they weren't in Tiger King.
You should.
I guess they aren't tigers, but you
should release the essay on Twitter and like maybe it will become a thought piece and like Variety or write an article about it.
Well, I don't even have the essay because we're one of eight kids, if you don't know, and our mom didn't save shit. She threw away those essays.
You had to save it for yourself, honestly. I know. Why was it always such a thing? You brought it back to my mind, double space. Like, I remember the teacher would say, a five-page essay on the book that we just read, and the first question from everyone in the class would be, is it double spaced? Like, it just makes me think, like, why instead of saying 5 page, just say 2.5 page? Like, what's the point of double spaced? You know?
Just more aesthetic. Something to do with MLA. Wasn't that something to do with it?
Yeah, that's a big memory of mine. Like, MLA full mat.
Yeah. But speaking of large cat species, I think I've already talked about this on a previous podcast, but I just remembered, I think I've held a leopard.
Oh.
Because when I was filming something, some guy on set, like, also was like Loki the Tiger King, and like he had all these wild large cats on a big acreage with his brother, and he brought one of the babies to set one day and I held it. Held it too.
I haven't seen the photo of you holding it, but I've seen a photo of our grandma holding like some type of big cat. I don't know which one it was though.
So there might be a documentary coming about him soon.
I wonder if they're still allowed to have all of them.
I remember last time I saw him was I randomly saw him at the Grove in LA, and like he was like, oh yeah, and I asked about the cats and he was like, yeah, like a lot of people are getting mad about it nowadays. You were with me, do you remember that?
I actually was gonna say I met this guy once, but I never saw
so he was already like kind of getting canceled.
But I wonder,
so when that docuseries comes out, like, do you think they'll all like have to volunteer myself, like, can I be one of the people getting interviewed?
Can
I'll say
I?
Like, yeah, like I held one of the leopards and like it was so bad.
And then they'll show this podcast footage and say, like, you're a liar too, though, because why are you joking about it on this podcast?
I'm not joking. I brought this up because I was talking about endangered snow leopards.
But he was working on the movie with, like, animals that were in the movie, and he just brought his own animals?
No, like, there weren't any leopards in the movie. He just brought one to set one day.
Oh, he was, like, doing something else for the movie? I feel like it would cost so much to, like, buy a lion.
No, it's so funny. I actually recently, for some reason, it was on Reddit, article about Justin Bieber from like 2014. And it was, I think it was like when he released the Purpose album, and it was like, he's back and like everyone loves him now. Cause you know, before that, everyone was mad at him because he like peed in buckets and stuff.
Oh yeah. And like the whole thing was like, he's a wild child.
But part of that article was addressing, people were like, you bought a monkey and like you left it in Germany. I guess he bought a monkey and like it wasn't able to go on the plane. And like he was saying in the article, like, yeah, I was a teen, like, I didn't really know, like, all the logistics with buying a monkey, but he was like, I still am pissed, like, I didn't get to bring that monkey with me. But where did the monkey go? Like, did someone at the airport just take it?
Yeah, did it just go to the local zoo in Germany?
I would hope so. But couldn't you see them, like, making it be a janitor or something?
Turning
in
into a soup.
Turning into a soup?
Nah, that isn't what happened.
They
better
not have done that. I would actually prefer it being forced to do janitorial work for free. Than being turned into a soup.
Yeah, that'd be so sad. The thing about Justin Bieber getting a monkey, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
It is so funny because I swear, like, if I became, like, so rich when I was, like, 12 years old, I don't know if he was, like, 12 or 14 or what age he was, but I swear, like, I actually would have got, like, a lion in a cage for my living room. And, like, I would have got such dumb stuff if somehow I stumbled upon such big amounts of wealth when I was 12.
We can all say Justin Bieber's dumb for buying a monkey and leaving it in Germany, but yeah, like everyone listening, that would be the same thing with you. I'm pretty sure that was his defense in the interview. He was like, listen, like if you could buy a monkey, you would too. Like they're so cool. Which I mean, that's true.
But now I wouldn't buy a monkey because...
Oh, I do not want to take care of that.
Yeah, because that grosses me out too. Also, I just don't want a monkey around me.
That scary 911 video of the girl getting her face ripped off by a gorilla. Because like they were hanging out with a gorilla in their house. And I'm pretty sure they'd had it for years. And then one day it just snapped. But like if a human snaps, like you might get beat up. But humans don't usually kill someone with their bare hands. You know, like they need a gun.
I mean, but there is humans that snap and kill people though. So it makes you think that. There isn't that much difference between us and gorillas.
But a gorilla doesn't even need a weapon. Like they just, it straight up just ripped her face off. Oh my God, that's dark.
I guess people do that all the time too though. I'm joking.
I don't know. Somehow it makes it way scarier if a monkey does it. The thought of a gorilla like having a temper tantrum. Also, I feel like we're just interchangeably using gorilla, ape, monkey. Like, they're all kind of the same. You know what I mean? We're low-key all just monkeys.
Yeah, we are. It feels kind of like deja vu filming the podcast. Because in my mind, it actually feels way long. It feels like it's been like a decade.
I know, it does though.
Yeah, but then like we decide we're actually going to bring it back.
Oh yeah, like it just randomly came to me in an urge one day. Like I was like, wait, I want to do the podcast again. And then I asked Jacob and he was like, wait, should we? And then fast forward 2 months, here we are.
Yeah, I feel like...
It took 2 months to build this intricate set. That's why like it was kind of a big pre-production stage.
A bunch of ideas were being thrown at the doubt board. But I feel like doing the podcast again, like, doesn't feel that weird because there's, like, some people that DM us saying, like, you should talk the podcast. So then, like, it reminds me that we had a podcast. But if there wasn't these people DMing me sometimes saying you should do the podcast again, I feel like we wouldn't have started it because we would have been like, oh, no one even cared about us. Why would we do it again?
I know. Like, thank you to all the true bro fans out there who have been listening for the past 2 years. Like, some people still, they said they listened to it to go to bed. Like, we changed the profile picture for the podcast. And I'm not kidding. Within, like, an hour, I already got DMs from people saying, you changed the profile picture. Like, what's going on? Is it coming back? Like, this is for those five people. You know what I mean?
Know,
that's
honestly
all we need.
Yeah.
Is those true fan five people.
Because those five people somehow make this podcast feel like it's like let's picture this happen. Lady Gaga announces The Fame Part 2. Those people make it feel like this is that the podcast is that.
I know, like they do build it up to something it isn't, which I love.
Yeah, it's kind of
also I haven't even mentioned we're almost 15 minutes in and I'm just casually wearing loafers and I haven't mentioned it.
So oh, a lot you didn't of people, mention that because you never usually wear loafers.
I know. So I just love how for the first 15 minutes people watched this, if you're watching the video, and like they just thought I was just wearing loafers. And like they're like, oh, yeah, he's not even going to address it. Like that's just I guess that's what happened in the last 2 years. Like he now wears loafers.
If I was a podcast listener and I saw you wearing loafers, I would just assume like, oh, you became a realtor in the past 2 years too.
A realtor?
And you're in between shifts, you know?
I thought I was giving like fashion influencer.
But you know realtors, like some of them, oh, just from these reality shows, they kind of do have some. The first word that came to mind was spunk.
It does kind of seem from these reality shows about realtors that part of being a realtor is being a fashion person. And like that's not even just in LA. Like we live in the Midwest and there's a billboard of this girl that I pass multiple times a week. She's probably like 55. She's wearing this pink suit. Like she looks like she belongs on Selling Sunset. Like even in the Midwest, realtors are having to step up their game to get the listings, you know?
Yeah. And I feel like, do you kind of feel like this is a consequence of all those real estate reality shows? People at these real estate agencies, let's just say where we live, start all this drama because they think that's what's supposed to happen.
Oh my
I just
gosh.
Thought about that right now.
I could see that like before, like it was just all... get your listings, do the work. But nowadays it's like, I guess I'm going to like accuse someone of having an affair. Like, I feel like it would be a lot of drama and like, because they're hoping somebody is watching and going to get them a Netflix show.
But also like another reason is just because they watch those shows and it's kind of like, oh, it's normal to do stuff like this at the workplace. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, I'm going to like steal your showings and like just do bad girl shit, I guess.
Being a realtor is such a bad girl job. Like that's one for the bad girls. Because where we live, there's all the billboards are just realtors. It'd be cool having a job where you're not necessarily a model, you're not an actor, but like you still get a billboard. I feel like that's a big pro to being a realtor. Like the once a year photo shoot, like you get to pick your outfit from Shein and like just really make it a moment.
Oh yeah, and I could see some realtors like they create a new vibe for each one. They're like, for this year, I'm going to become more of like a electronic person.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and they just kind of like a robotic type person.
Like a Charlie CX energy.
Yeah.
And then 1 year's actually more of like a, I'm going to be Sabrina Carpenter, like kind of innocent girl. I could like kind of have an edgy side as well.
Yeah. And like this year, there would be like countries doing so big. So like I probably wear like a yee-haw hat and stuff.
Yeah, that would just
fit
be
in
fun.
With all the aesthetics.
Oh my God, I'm gonna become I've actually had periods in my life where like, where I think like, I wanna be a realtor, like, but then I realized I'd only wanna be a realtor if it was on Selling Sunset.
The only part of a realtor that I'd like actually wanna do is looking at houses. And it doesn't even have to be, expensive houses. Like, doesn't it sound fun spending a whole day just looking at houses?
Oh, yeah, but just, it would make it so much cooler if it was the Hollywood Hills, you know? Because, like, imagine you're just looking at these townhomes. Like, that would be fun, but...
Well, I'm picturing, like, it'd be for sure boring if we're looking at a new neighborhood that was built in 2010. But even a neighborhood that was built in, like, 1960 and the prices are mid-range, like, I would actually love looking at those houses.
That's true. Because
I feel like they were built in such different ways
that
I don't know that much about.
Shout out to all the realtor listeners.
Yeah, I'm
doing it.
There's probably one person listening that's like in between.
Show wings.
Yeah. And it's also, yeah, honestly, shout out to you guys because you guys have to show all these houses and someone might not even buy it. So then you have to show it again. But yeah, shout out to you guys.
Last night we went and saw Maxine with Mia Goth.
In the movie, I think they said Maxine though. Maxine. Or did they say Maxine?
I think it was Maxine.
Oh, okay. I wanted to know.
Basically, it's a horror trilogy. We hadn't seen the first two movies, but from the previews, I just knew I had to watch this one. Like, the preview starts and she's like, I want to be a star and I used to be a porn actress. And then it randomly shows Halsey. Like, that's the type of trailer where everybody's like, when's it coming out? Because I'm seeing it. For sure.
And then it shows a vintage TV, probably from the 80s, and it shows a newscaster saying, people all over Hollywood are dying. And that was in the trailer, I remember, and that also just made it.
The movie, obviously we aren't going to do any spoilers because everyone needs to watch it, but it starts with a quote that I feel like was so meaningful. It's from the actress Bette Davis. She's like an old Hollywood icon. And it said, until you're known as a monster, you're not famous in the industry.
No, it said... famous is one thing, but I said, until you're not known as a monster, you are not a star. I feel star versus famous is so different because star just like gives the vibe of like, you know, when you see a star, it kind of sparkles. That's what I picture. So I think it's way more meaningful. I honestly knew nothing about Mia Goth, but I've heard of her somehow from like social media. And that's honestly if I had to create a reasons why I wanted to watch the movie, that was in the top three reasons is that Mia Goth was in it was only because her name is Mia Goth. And when I hear the name Mia Goth, I would think like, is that someone's actually name? That sounds like a badass person. So then I went to a Wikipedia and I'm pretty sure like, I don't think her first name is Mia. It's like an extended version of Mia, but her last name is actually Goth.
Wait, her actual name's Mia Goth? That's not a stage name?
Well, I think Mia, if I remember right, was like what is it called? Like when you turn
a nickname.
A nickname or something, but Goth
or like
is
Mama Mia?
Yeah, but Goth's actually your last name.
That is cool. And then she kind of gives like this goth energy. It's like that. Yeah, that's when you know like, okay, like Jesus himself decided to make her a star.
I remember in the Julia Fox book, doesn't she say something like, when my mom told the nurse my name, she said, oh, she's going to be a star.
Wait, is her name actually Julia Fox too?
I think so.
Oh my, those people are like, if you name your kid something like that, like don't plan on them living a regular life. Like they're going to... date Kanye, they're gonna become a movie star. Like, it's just destiny at that point.
Yeah, for sure. But there's also, like you said, it's a trilogy, and now I have to watch the other two because the movie it just had this whole theme behind it that I love so much. It was kind of cheesy in a way, but purposely cheesy, you could tell.
Oh, yeah, it was so over the top. I loved it.
So we're uploading on Wednesday now instead of Tuesday. So,
I gotta, you know, let you guys know the schedule. Wednesdays.
Yeah, so, you know what Wednesday is, right?
Hump day?
Well, yeah, that's something that people say, but women crush Wednesday.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
So that's going to be the underlying energy of the podcast.
Yeah, it's basically a women crush Wednesday podcast.
Oh my gosh, so every week we have to say our woman crush?
I literally just Googled it this morning and I said, where did Woman Crush Wednesday originate? And it just said something on this random website. In 2010 on Tumblr, this was the first time it was ever spotted on the internet. I don't know if that's true.
I thought it was an Instagram thing.
But I guess if that's true, then it started 14 years ago. It's been a tradition in society for 14 years.
Nowadays,
it's not really a thing, right?
Yeah.
I swear, like, back there was a time, though, where every Monday, people posted stuff for Man Crush Monday. And every Wednesday, people posted stuff for Woman Crush Wednesday.
And then Thursday, Throwback Thursday, Flashback Friday. Like, Instagram back then, you actually could easily upload every day because there was just follow the hashtags, you know?
And I just picture everyone scrolling through Instagram. That's it's just funny because like I know no one did that, but don't you picture like when people posted their flashback Friday, they picture Evan looking at it.
I know that's kind of the funny thing about social media. Like everybody posts a photo of themselves when they were like 8, and like everyone's like, "Oh my god, so cute!" But it's like, you know what I mean? Everyone has photos from when they're 8, but we all act like it's such a big deal each time.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god, you were so cute.
It's kind of
but
funny,
I've done like, that before. Like remember, like back in those days, like 2012, I'd be going through photo albums and I'd see a photo of me when I was 8, and I'd be like, oh my god, I can't wait to post this to Instagram. And I'd be so flattered, and everyone was like, you were so cute.
It kind of makes sense though, because it's kind of funny realizing that everyone was a kid at some point. Like randomly, I thought this when we were watching Maxine last night. There was a trailer before it that included this really old lady, let's just say she was in her 90s or 80s. And it made me think, like, so it goes into why it's kind of fascinating that everyone was a kid, was because I was thinking, like, if you're, like, lucky enough and, like, you don't die from something tragic or anything, like, you're going to be 80 one day, everyone will, and, like, you're going to look way different and, like, be way different and, like, probably be more wise or something. But it made me think, like, that's a reason I just don't believe it. I'm not even joking. I was thinking that when I saw that trailer.
I think that's actually just humanity in like in a nutshell. Like we all know like, oh, one day you'll be 90 if you're lucky. But then I feel like most people are like, nah. Like they just don't believe it. But then like one day it'll be like, oh, it actually happened. Or if you're lucky, or otherwise you'll just die in a car wreck, you know?
Yeah, like I feel like people don't believe it in a morbid way. Like I'm going to be dead by the time I'm 40. I'm not talking about that. I'm just simply talking about how, like,
you're going to be alive when you're 90, what? I know, like, looking at, like, Shirley Temple, you know, like, that, she was, like, a big actress in the old Hollywood days, but then, like, she grew up to be, like, 90. It's like, no, she didn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, I think there might be a conspiracy.
And then I was like,
people don't grow up, you know what I mean?
And it's this whole thing of, like, okay, so you see a photo of her when she was 6, and then you see a photo of her when she was 90. Where are the photos in between?
I know,
I'm not joking.
Has anyone investigated this?
No, because that's the thing about it, is that whenever you see these people that are 90, you only see them when they're 90. And then when you, so then it's like, they were like 32 at one point. What?
That is just odd.
What? Like
it's low-key like, just scary thinking about all that stuff.
It just has nothing to do with like, I don't want to get old. It just is weird that like that's going to happen. It's weird.
No, that actually made me think of something that I've been thinking about recently, because I saw on Reddit.
What?
What'd you say?
I just said what in a dramatic way.
But I saw on Reddit somebody posted saying like, what happens if like you have a tampon in when you die? Like, do you have a tampon in for like all of eternity in the coffin, you know?
Ooh.
But turns out these morticians rip it out. So like, that's just something interesting to know. You know, hopefully nobody dies with a tampon in, because hopefully you die after menopause. You know what I mean? Like, that'd be a young death.
Yeah,
like
for
90-year-old
sure.
Women don't wear tampons unless it's just for fun.
So I'm assuming that probably would be pretty rare if you worked at a funeral home, because that would also mean that they would be on like the week that they're wearing a tampon that they died.
Yeah.
So yeah, it would happen, but it would be like pretty.
But that kind of confused me, because like, why do they even care if there's a tampon in? You know what I mean? Like, what's the point of ripping it out? Like, does it start to smell or something? Like, would the funeral be kind of weirder? Like, I was just wondering, like, what's the point? Like, I guess might as well take it out, but like, you know what I mean?
Well, it's actually funny that you brought it up, because it's funny how this is the first episode of like the revamp or whatever, but the one topic that I came up with was I actually wanted to talk about morticians.
Wait,
and then you brought this up.
We're on the same wavelength. The first episode, back death.
This is what I wrote down in my notes, because I was thinking like, what do I want to talk about? What am I inspired by? And this is what I wrote down. This is
morticians.
What inspired. This is what inspired me before I wrote down morticians. Why do people want to be hot when dead? Because what I was thinking of when I thought of this topic was like, these people in a coffin, they have all this makeup on.
I know, there's actually makeup artists.
And they're wearing a bra that like makes their boobs look so good. And
every funeral, they have a double D like push up iron.
And there's always a little bull.
I know.
I'm joking. I've actually never seen any of this at a funeral, but they
always wear makeup. Even men wear makeup. No, I'm not saying men can't wear makeup, but I'm saying like men who didn't wear makeup in real life wear makeup in the casket, which I know is because like your skin turns like a different color or whatever, but that is interesting. Like everyone wants to be like stunting in their casket.
Well, like I was, Like, because I just, like, didn't really understand, like, why do they do this whole makeup thing? But you literally touched on one of the points, like, because your skin color would change and stuff. But yeah. I was reading this article from Vox, and this they were interviewing this, like, mortician. And I guess this makes sense. But, yeah, some of the reasons are, like, because it helps people grieve. Like, you know, if you wore a funeral and there was an open casket, like, it would, like, even be more sad, like, if you saw, like... And this is why if I like was dying and there was like a big wound on the side of my face or something.
Oh, like, wait. So they do that? Like if you fell like from and hit your head on a rock and died, like they would like cover it up with a bruise?
I think so. And then like also it's like your last time seeing the human. So you don't want, I guess if you did see them last time and they were all bruised up, it would be like even more sad maybe.
Yeah, it makes it less sad if they're kind of like face tuned. Like if they're wearing like a corset, you know?
Well, this.
Like, oh my God. What if someone got lipo after death? Got a BBL and everything.
Got all that fat suction.
No, that'd be a good idea.
But this article made me realize that like these morticians have such a daunting job because they were talking about how it's actually like a big deal. Like, so you're doing someone's makeup when they're dead. What if it doesn't look like how they look like when they were alive and the family's mad?
Oh, so, man, that would be too much pressure.
Yeah, so the article is kind of talking about like sometimes they actually want the family to be there being like, okay, what color of lipstick did they use? And I'm not even joking. Yeah. Like, I guess they sometimes do ask the family like, okay, how do they do their hair and stuff?
Yeah, like are they like a Kylie Lip Kit girl or like, do they like more of like Claire's? I don't even know if Claire's has makeup, but.
I didn't realize that. Like, it actually is like, you have to like, recreate the person. Like, that's weird.
Yeah, who picks out the outfit?
Oh, they're also wearing an outfit, yeah.
I think some people might pick it out before. Because, like, one of our grandmas, she, like, already has planned her whole funeral, our mom let us know. Like, I guess she called our mom and was like, yeah, like, I have the food ready and everything. Like, the, like, whole schedule. So, like, it's weird thinking of, like, getting to an age where you do plan it.
I've started planning mine. I'm joking.
What food would you want?
If I was gonna plan my funeral, it would be like just like it would just be like, oh, don't have an open casket and stuff, and just like celebrate it in a basement.
Yeah, I'd be like, yeah, we aren't going out. I'm not paying for you guys to go out to eat, even though I'd be dead, so it wouldn't matter. But it's like just like make a crock pot of something.
Yeah, do some like put a Velveeta and ground beef in a crock pot. Get the tortilla chips and call it a day. You know.
But one of speaking of, going back to the tampon, another thing that really grossed me out reading this Reddit thread. Was I guess it's normal. This is part of the mortician's job. They because someone also asked, well, what happens if you have contacts in? And I was thinking, well, they just leave those in. Like, what would be the point of removing contacts? Your eyes are closed anyway at most funerals.
Yeah.
But I guess what they do is they do remove the contacts. And then on every dead body, they put in like a spiky contact and push the eyelid into the spikes so the eyes stay closed. Because I guess a lot of times after death, like your eyes can just pop open. So like they put a spike through the eyelid. And it's like, what if I come back to life? Like, you ruin my effing eyes?
Well, that's another thing that this article touched on, though, is that if you actually were doing, like, an open casket and your body was in there, you would actually be dead because they always, embalming.
Oh, they drain the blood.
Yeah, they drain the blood, and I guess they add this solution, which preserves the body.
Oh.
And according to Wikipedia on embalming, this is just a quote from it, performed successfully, embalming can help preserve the body for many years. What? So then I was thinking, like, if someone dug up a body 5 years later, it would still look the same. That's creepy.
I love that these people have a job, like morticians, and like it's a whole vibe, but like, I still just don't really get what the point is. Like, what's the point of all this shit? Like, I feel like you die, like, throw it in a dirt bag, and like, obviously everyone will be sad, but like, I even remember I researched this because I was curious. I was wondering, okay, the universe is going to go on forever, the world or whatever, the earth, not the universe. But I was thinking, like, cemeteries are going to get crowded. Like, obviously, these same graves aren't going to be there. And I researched, and I don't know if this is true, but it said every, like, 200 years, they kind of just, like, rip out everyone and then, like, start fresh. Because think about it. Like, there's not enough room on the earth for all these cemeteries.
Well, I just assumed, like, not everyone went to the cemetery. Some people just didn't care about that. So, like, there always would be enough room. Because the people that want to do it, do it. Oh, but yeah. I didn't know.
But apparently every 200 years, like, yeah, they just rip everyone out and, like, throw them in a river or something.
But then, like,
I made up the river part, but I'm assuming that's probably what it is.
Well, I guess think about someone that you're related to that died 200 years ago. Like, could you find their gravestone? Like, I don't know.
Probably not.
That's weird.
This also makes me think of like cremation. Why are we talking about all this?
Well, I want to mention something because I'm going to forget about it. But the contact thing of closing your eyes. What if you went to someone's funeral just because you did a video trying these on and they actually make you look scary, kind of? Putting in bright blue contacts.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And you look like a vampire, kind of.
That would be cool, having an open eye funeral. And yeah, wearing like pink contacts. Those do change someone's vibe completely.
Literally, you become a different person.
I swear, anytime anyone puts colored contacts in, they look like a sociopath. Each time. Like, there's no getting around it. You always end up looking like a sociopath scammer.
If I was talking to someone with colored contacts, I would automatically become more quiet and more wary. Because I just would think like, oh, like they're going to start a pickpocketing me or something.
I know. It just gives unhinged energy, people wearing colored contacts.
It does. I get the appeal, though. It does kind of look cool.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because, yeah, it just gives like an alien vibe, an alien scammer, sociopath. So I do get the appeal as well.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
But you're going to say something about why embalming scares you?
Oh, I was talking about cremation.
Oh, yeah.
Because we know someone who worked at a vet. And they said, like, they would burn the animals or whatever, like, the dead animals. And, like, they would try to separate the ashes, but they were, like, sometimes, like, they get mixed up and stuff.
Which makes sense.
So I was thinking, like, does the same thing happen with humans? Well, I'm guessing, hopefully, when humans are getting cremated, a teenager isn't doing it.
Oh.
Because, you know, like, vets, like, they have, like, a teen working there, and, like, they're the one burning the animals.
But then again, like, at a funeral home somewhere, isn't there probably, they aren't, like, they haven't gone to the schooling yet, but they are, what do they call it? Like, when you're in high school and, like, you walk somewhere, like, you're, like, an assistant or something at a funeral home.
Oh,
couldn't
yeah.
you see sometimes they would be like, okay, you're in charge of this today to learn about
That's
it.
That's true.
But the thing with ashes is my question about them. Do most people think there's no meaning behind them, but they just like putting a meaning behind it? Or do most people actually believe, like, it's, like, actually the person? Like, I've always been kind of confused about it, because I just always thought, like, okay, obviously there's no meaning behind just, like, ashes from any a dead animal or dead person. And, like,
oh, yeah.
But then people act like it's so deep. And I actually get what they're saying. I actually get it. But I just wonder if it's a more of, like, they're just putting meaning in it, or is it, like, actually meaning.
Well, I'm assuming for humans it would be so intense, because even, just a little life update, Luna died a year ago.
I'm just not smiling because it got really so deep.
Obviously,
actually so
it's been a year. I'm just laughing because it's awkward bringing it up. But when it happened, obviously, I was like devastated.
Yeah.
You know the first crying episode? But she was cremated. And that's what made me think of this whole, like, is this even her ashes? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
But Matthew and I brought the ashes to LA, which was funny bringing them through TSA because, like, they were like, what are these? And I said they're ashes, but I didn't say they were pet ashes because I was scared if I said they were pet ashes, they would say, like, girl, throw them away. Like,
it's not important enough or something.
So I just said ashes. I didn't pretend they were human ashes. I said, these are ashes. So then they were like, oh, you can bring them on the plane. You know, they had to do a little drug test, make sure it's not coke. But we tossed her ashes all over the neighborhoods. We used to walk her through. So, like, that had meaning to me. So, like, and she was a dog. So doing that to a human, I feel like there'd be so much meaning.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I kind of understand it now. Like, the thing with ashes, though, is that I wouldn't want to keep them in a jar because it feels like you're trapping
the
person.
That's what I thought with even Luna. I was thinking, like, when she was in the little box for the couple months before we went to LA, I was thinking, like, her energy's just stuck here. Like, so once we freed her into LA and, like, she was freed onto, like, dirt paths where, like, homeless people peed and stuff, like, I felt like she was part of the universe again, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I actually totally get it. Oh
my God, a death announcement in the first episode? Luna's death.
I know.
Oh my God, it made me think I'm never getting another pet.
It's too sad.
And it was just so, like, depressing when she died.
How long was she alive for? Like 10 years?
I got her for my 21st birthday, and she died right before my 30th birthday. Because she was like, girl, she kind of was like Leonardo DiCaprio low-key. Like, she was like, you're turning 30, I'm out. It's like, these are some old-ass gays taking care of me. She was ageist. Like, she was down during the 20s. Especially the early 20s, but late 20s, like, she had a lot of issues, like, she was getting sick.
I feel like she was kind of, like, another version of Maxine. Oh, Maxine, like, kind of being, like, all I care about is Hollywood. I want to become famous somehow.
She was born in Hollywood, so. She's a Hollywood girl?
When she went to Nebraska, she was like, oh, I'm going to get all these medical issues because I don't want to be alive here.
She's like, wait, they're moving to the Midwest. She's like, okay, it's time to start getting the diseases through my body.
Or she was just so stressed about it, it gave her diseases or something. Because she's like, I want fame.
Oh my God, now I feel bad. Like, I killed Luna because, like, I took her from LA. And she wanted fame.
In this fake world that she wanted fame. But back to the mortician article that I was talking about. I feel like we already knew this, and maybe most of you guys knew, but, like, funerals are so expensive. Like, this is a quote from the article. The average burial and viewing cost $8,500, while the average cremation and viewing comes out to $6,200. I just don't really get why it's so expensive. Like, what's so expensive about putting a body in an oven? For real, though.
But I guess, like, I get it just from a mortician standpoint. Because I'd be like, if I'm going to have to burn all these dead bodies, like, you have to pay up.
Yeah.
And then also you could kind of guilt them. You'd be like, well, I'll do a shitty, like, cremation if you only want the half off special.
Also, this is talking about viewings. So this is talking about embalming, makeup. So
it is so expensive. That's why I was saying earlier, like, why don't a lot of people just throw them in a bag? Because I don't really view it as disrespectful, because, like, you're still mourning and stuff. But, like,
what is, like, the cheapest option that's legal?
And are you allowed to just bury in a bag?
Yeah, like, would you be allowed to just be like, this would be a ghost, but if someone was like, I'm just going to throw them in the trash because I don't have money to do this. Like, what is that technically not illegal? Because, like, what if someone doesn't want to pay it?
So they're not, like, I'm not trying to be like a QAnon or something, but, like, I feel like it would all be connected. Like, if I owned a cemetery, I'd be in business with the funeral homes. So I'd be like, don't worry, like, I'm making it a rule, like, you can't bury in a bag here. Like, you have to get a casket. So, like, they all are working together to keep the prices up.
Oh, yeah, because the thing about it is that, like, funeral homes might have started out as just, like, we want to help the dead bodies, but now maybe nowadays the big heads in the funeral homes are just, every dime we can get, let's get it.
You know, those funeral home and cemeteries, they meet up once a year in some scary, far-off locations. They, how are we going to get more money out of them this year? Probably.
I feel like each episode I'm excited. Like, each episode is going to get more and more conspiracy theory.
Probably is going to happen.
I feel like that. Don't you kind of feel like that's what honestly scared me about doing the podcast again? Is that, don't you feel like it somehow leads to people becoming so, because you see all these podcasters and these quotes from these podcasts, it makes me think that, like, is something about talking for an hour a week and putting on the internet make people go insane?
Because develops mental illness.
Yeah, because why do these people start thinking of these crazy ideas and start, like, saying them and shit?
It's going to happen.
I guess this
to us.
Will be a test. For the first time, it didn't happen.
Check in 50 weeks, everyone. This might be a little bit too much of just weird stuff to bring up in one episode, but I had it on my topics list. I saw this tweet that got a lot of traction, and it said, this goes into the vibe that you just said of people who have mental illness about podcasts. Because so there's a tweet that said, you guys, I saw a TikTok. Someone said there's vampires in New Orleans. Why is no one talking about it? So I was like, what? But, like, doesn't that make sense? Like, if vampires were going to be anywhere in the U.S., it would be New Orleans. Like, that just gives vampire energy
there.
I've never even been, but, like, even just the name New Orleans, like, that's just vampire vibes down there.
No, yeah, I do. If I had, I guess, vampires were alive, someone would probably be there.
And then I was like, wait, is this real? So I made a little note in my notes, like, someday I'm going to research into vampires in New Orleans. I did it earlier today. CNN did a whole article on it.
CNN.
I know. Like, that's how you know. Like,
I believe Donald Trump now.
No, like, fake news. Fake news. Okay, but they interviewed some vampire from New Orleans, and he said, being part of the vampire court in New Orleans is all about us coming together. Yeah, they call them. There's like a whole court of them in New Orleans, I guess.
Wait. They believe they're vampires. These people.
Yeah, and they even drink blood, but, like, they only do it from consenting people. Like, you know, like Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly. Like, they drink each other's blood. For a little cute little moment. Like, these vampires in New Orleans, like, they said, like, we are not, like, murdering people. Like, that is obviously horrible. They said, we get consenting people who want to give us their blood, and we drink it.
Oh, yeah, because I always wonder, like, somehow it goes back to the mortician thing. Like, when you died, could I say, I want to give it out of these vampires? Like, is that allowed? Or, like, couldn't you see somehow big funeral home would say that's not allowed?
I know, it's like, shouldn't we have freedom of our dead body? But they wouldn't let us give it to the vampires in New Orleans to feast on.
Oh, I also thought of another solution. Like, this is so gross too, but, like, it would stop all cannibals. People can sign up to give their body to cannibals.
Are cannibals, like, a big deal? You know, like, Jeffrey Dahmer is a cannibal, but, like, you never really hear about them. So, like, are they an issue?
Actually, I don't know.
The few of them that are an issue, though, like, yeah, we should be allowed to donate it. You can donate your body to science. You should be able to donate your body to cannibals.
Yeah, then I guess it's kind of weird, though, because you're just like, it is weird. I get why people think it's weird, because you're technically, like, enabling the cannibals.
Oh, couldn't you see they get a taste of the blood, and they're like, then it gets, like, the addiction even more, and then they start,
yeah,
there starts being cannibal attacks and mauls.
So I take back what I said.
I'm glad you're taking accountability for the suggestion you made.
But what about this? What else about this CNN article?
But I guess... They interviewed this vampire, and he was saying a lot of people think we're like of the occult and like we worship Satan. And he said, we actually welcome members of all religious backgrounds. So like, you're Catholic, you're Christian, you're Jewish. You can become a vampire in New Orleans and join the vampire court.
So this is just giving the vibe that it's fake then. Because why can anyone join it? I thought vampire was a thing where it's like,
I know it does seem a little bit too easy. Like I love how in Twilight, like, you got bit by a vampire, then you turn into one. But, like, if anyone can just join, it's like, so this is just a Facebook group? Like, it's not even exclusive.
It ruined it. I thought, is there any proof that they've been alive for more than 150 years?
They literally just die, like all of us, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, then that's just like me saying, guys, I'm starting a unicorn group, and I'm actually a unicorn. You guys didn't say I'm not a unicorn. Like, yes, that's cool. It's like, pop off, but it's like, it's just annoying because it's like, I actually thought you were a unicorn.
And also, I thought
these people were actually vampires.
Yeah, there has to be like regulations. There has to be steps you have to go through to become a vampire. It shouldn't just be easy. But maybe there are more steps. Like, I'm hoping that like this guy was trying to make it all nice and wholesome for the CNN article. But if you actually try to join in New Orleans, I'm assuming it's sort of like joining a gang. Like, you have to do some stuff, you know?
Yeah, it's so weird though, because I'm just one of those people where I want to do everything once. Like, now I want to go to New Orleans and try to join.
No, he said
that. And then just drop out after a week.
He said they love New Orleans because, like, the city never sleeps. They can always just be creeping around. Everyone's drinking. Like, I do want to visit, like you said, and just, like, be aware of my surroundings and see, like, are there any vampires among us?
That sounds creepy, though. They're always looking. Everyone's drinking. Are they, like, putting things in people's drinks to, like, drink the blood?
They said they only do it to consenting people.
Oh, okay.
But maybe there are some unhinged vampires, like, to eat people.
Oh yeah, but if we're going by definition, that's just someone who drinks blood. That's not a vampire. A vampire isn't, it's like you live forever and like you sleep during the day.
You're something like that.
So that's not a vampire. I want to see an actual vampire thing.
That gives more of just like you're a gothic person. Like
and
a
you
hot
think
topic
it's cool
person.
To be a vampire.
Yeah.
But like I still could believe like somewhere in a cave there's a vampire.
I am literally not writing that off. I believe in mermaids.
Have you guys seen?
This will be the clip they use like if I ever run for president. I'm like, you believe this man? I believe in vampires. I believe in mermaids. It's like this guy's psychotic.
Have you guys seen Renfield from last year? They had a vampire, Dracula.
With Nicholas Holt.
He's real.
That was a good vampire movie. We watched it with our dad, though, and he didn't really like it. He said, that was very cheesy.
Oh, yeah, it was more of just... It was like more of a dumb movie, but I like dumb movies.
I know. I love how Nicolas Cage is in all these movies now.
Oh, yeah. His best movie so far was A Dream Scenario.
Oh, you guys have to watch that.
It was good. But yeah, I think there's like another movie coming out that I want to watch.
I love Nicolas Cage.
I know, he's just...
I know, like he really is like the person.
I know.
Nicolas Cage, Nick Cage.
I know, I don't even call him Nicholas anymore.
I don't even like his most famous work. National Treasure. I remember watching that in middle school, going to the movie theater. And I was like, this movie is... I just wasn't into it.
I don't even know that movie.
Well, that's like his... You know, people always say like, oh, like Nicolas Cage, he's going to find the treasure. Yeah, I think that's like a meme.
But I like him too, because I always hear that story about... I don't even know if it's true, but like he went broke by buying dumb stuff. Like I just
love that.
I just like the vibe of someone getting, let's say, $8 million and they just spend it all on like, I want to buy this coffin. I want to buy this house. I also want a house in Vancouver. Like, I just like people like that because they just don't give a fuck about
anything.
And
they're like investing in these dumb businesses that don't go anywhere. Like these people who do blow all of their money, who come into money, like they need to be respected. I swear, everyone who has money just is so boring. Like, they're investing it, like they're finding reputable companies to put it into. Like even look at Warren Buffett. Like, has he ever done anything reckless with his money? Like, it's all just like he's just living a normal life. Like, it's like buy a roller coaster.
Oh yeah, like with these like really rich people. Like, it'd be kind of cool if there was more of them. Where like I'd go up to them and say, okay, so like there's a lot of ice cream, but I want to create a new ice cream. And like I literally know nothing about ice cream, but it'd be cool if there was more people that were willing to invest in those people. That like
yeah.
That kind of have. ideas that sound cool, but they wouldn't really work. Mm-hmm. But you might as well try to invest them to try to make it work.
That reminds me of Christy Carlson Romano, though. Like, she has a YouTube channel. She's from Even Stevens, like a Disney actress from like the early 2000s. But she did a video about how she went broke, and now I kind of take back what I say. Because, like, she said, like, I bought a G-Wagon. Like, she was like, living it up. But then it kind of sucks, like, it only lasts for 2 years. Like, I'm assuming she's doing great now, but she said that she's, like, ran through all of her money. But I guess that would be a fun 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I do respect people who live like that.
When I was picturing people blowing their money, I feel like it sucks if you blew all your money when you're young. For some reason, when I was picking, I don't even know how old he was. But people that blew their money when they're above the age of 28, those people are cool to me.
Yeah.
Because they have a full-formed brain and they're still doing
it. Didn't T-Pain blow all of his money too? Like, these people, I'm assuming they blew their money, but like then they made it back
else. Like with Nicolas Cage, like I'm assuming he still has a few million, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. When they say these big celebrities blew their money, it's like, you mean they went from 50 million to like 6 million?
Oh yeah, like you see this article, this person's broken. It's like, okay, but they still have, but if you actually looked, aren't they still probably part of the top 1% in the
US? Yeah. But T-Pain, I remember seeing him in an interview and he said like, yeah, like I used to buy like all these real chains and everything. But then he says, now I just buy everything fake, like off Shein. Cause he said like, what's the point, you know?
But you need the real stuff.
I know. That's why I'm kind of like T-Pain. Like, I don't want you to blow your money, but it isn't the same if it's from Shein.
Oh yeah. Like if I stumbled a bunch of money, I feel like I actually wouldn't blow it. But the people that do that are cool.
Yeah. Agreed.
The other thing that I want to talk about was like, so we're doing like a podcast right now and like it'll be on YouTube and stuff, you know? What?
I'm just like pointing that out.
Yeah, but
you guys are watching a podcast in case you didn't know.
But I remember thinking the idea was so cool when I was like in elementary school because I would watch TV, like watching, let's say I was watching Ham and Tana, and I would go on like the Dish TV remote and turn it up and down, and I'd be like, that's so cool that like I can turn her volume up and down. And then like...
The remote?
Yeah. Oh no, just... I thought the idea was so cool that like, even if you just filmed yourself, being able to turn up and down the volume.
Oh yeah, because you can't do that in real life.
Yeah, but then it's weird how nowadays I could just film something on my iPhone and turn the volume up and down. But when I was younger, I swear I was so fascinated with the idea that you could film yourself or someone could be filmed and you could tone their volume. You could tone technically their voice up or down.
I never thought about that, but that is like interesting.
Because I remember thinking when I was a kid, I so badly want to do it. But it's what I like. This podcast, I can do that. Like I can, when we upload it, I'm going to be toning that shit up and down so I can hear it. You'd be like, that's cool.
So you just love the idea of like being able to like manipulate reality.
I guess. But then also like something else that I thought was so weird is that like when we watched these TV shows, this was them like a year ago. Like, it wasn't probably filmed a year ago or something. But then I remember thinking like a couple, like year, actually probably like 10 years ago at this point, I remember thinking like, wait, but now since social media is a thing, you can just see people like right away. I mean, number one, I thought that was so interesting too. Like you could just see a paparazzi photo of Miley Cyrus from a day ago.
And that is weird.
But then I remember when I was little thinking, like, I want to see these people right now. But now you can see these people right now via social media.
And won't like in another 10 years, like you'll actually be able to like tune into a live stream of like their house. Like I feel like something like that will happen. Like everyone's house is a live stream that you can tune in.
Oh, I can see
like, you know, like
that.
Now like you track your friends on Find My Friends. Like I can always see like where mom is, or like, I feel like it will get to the point where like, let me tune into like their face running camera and it just shows them in their car. I know, like that actually would be horrible.
It would like actually be 1984.
That would be so scary, guys. That's what it's going towards.
I know. It does seem like it. Oh, we didn't even say who our Woman Crush Wednesday was.
Oh, crap. I'm going to have to give mine to Mia Goth. Throwback to the beginning of the episode.
Mine would probably be... she's dead right now, but probably... what's her name?
Bette Davis?
Yeah, Bette Davis.
Oh, the girl who had the quote.
I Googled her, and I guess she died in 1986. So that's like was born a long time ago. I think she was born in like 1912 or something.
Oh my God. Old ass. But she was like iconic, like... I don't really know anything about her, but like she was like really that bitch for a moment.
Since I thought that quote was so cool at the beginning of the movie, the one about being a monster and that's the only way you become a star, I Googled more quotes about her. And one quote said something like this. It's funny because people say this nowadays a lot, but it said something along the lines, and I don't even know if it was a real quote. It could be fake technically, but because it was just a photo and a quote next to it. But it was something like...
It's real. We'll take it as a fact.
But it was something like... Nothing's gonna. The only thing that would change is what you expect. And it was about. Oh. And it was about. You know how people always say, the only way to feel to be happy is to have low expectations or something. Isn't that kind of like a theme people say? Because what if she was kind of ahead of her time talking about that shit?
So you said the only thing that will change is what you expect?
I don't even remember the quote, but it was something about what people say nowadays about you can't have such high expectations, else you're gonna else you're never gonna be satisfied.
I thought you meant more of the vibe of like, it's only gonna change if you expect it to change, because like otherwise your life will just stay the same unless like you do something.
Oh, no, she was going, I think the quote was more going into like, yeah.
The low expectations.
Yeah, I guess like, yeah, when I actually think about the whole people saying have low expectations, I don't actually want to have low expectations.
No, because that kind of sounds depressing. Like, imagine like you're planning like your wedding day and someone's like, just have low expectations because like it's not going to be great. It's like, what? Like, can I have high expectations? I love having like sky high expectations, honestly.
Actually just about to say, like, I kind of like the idea of having like unachievable expectations.
I know, but then I also love like, I also kind of have the vibe of I'm not going to be mad if it doesn't happen. Like, I love aiming so high, but then when it doesn't happen, I'm like, oh, well, like it'll happen like tomorrow instead. And like just continuing the delusion, you know?
Oh, yeah. Because, yeah, I actually like for me, I actually like having these like crazy expectations, but it's one of those things where if the expectation doesn't happen, I'm not gonna be like, oh my gosh, I'm just gonna sulk in bed all day. Like, I won't care that much.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, like Jesus wanted a different time.
Yeah, when you make plans, God is in the sky looking down laughing at you.
That's a quote I do stand by. You make plans, God laughs. He laughs right in your face.
I wonder why God wanted us to stop the podcast for 2 years.
I know. God's plan.
Don't talk about Jake. He's canceled.
Should I cut this out?
Yeah. But basically, I could say God planned us to stop the podcast because like for the last 2 years, we've been a little bit too delusional, but now we're put the perfect amount of delusional. Like, we would have said such crazy stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's like, good thing you had a little time off. Okay, so since we're kind of already on, like, this conspiracy energy, there is something that I thought about while driving home from the gym today. So I think this has already been kind of spoken about when it comes to Spotify. A lot of people are saying, Sabrina Carpenter blew up out of nowhere. I guess Spotify has an autoplay feature, and they're saying it always plays Sabrina Carpenter. This is all being bought.
Apple Music has that, too. And we have said, we've said conspiracy theories about this with other songs.
I know, this is what I'm bringing up. Okay. I just want to say, I do not think Sabrina Carpenter's success was bought because, first of all, this doesn't even make sense. If that was the case, they would be doing the same thing with Katy Perry's new song. Like, they would make all these people's songs hits. Her songs are hits because they're hits. So let's leave that. Now that that's addressed.
Also, I have kind of thought, who knows? But then another reason why it probably isn't fake, Sabrina Carpenter's success in particular, is because she literally has like 5 other albums. Why wouldn't they have made a song from that pop up?
Yeah.
Because if you listen to those albums, I'm assuming you could pick a song and be like, this is a hit. Mm-hmm. Why didn't it? The business, the big music, make that a hit.
Okay, so yeah, we're saying we don't believe that. But yeah, we're Apple Music listeners, and I always have it autoplay because I don't want to be picking songs. Like, isn't it worth thinking that there was a time where you had to pick each song you listened to? Like,
I never do autoplay, to be honest, though.
Oh, really? I just think it's too exhausting picking. Like, I'll tell it one song and let it go from there so it gets the energy.
Well, I just do, like, the playlist. I just do, like, favorites mix, get up mix.
So technically you still aren't curating the
playlist. Yeah, for sure, yeah.
But anyway, I've realized that whenever I go on autoplay on Apple Music, one of 3 songs always plays. And these are songs I don't listen to ever. So I just want to know, is it a glitch? Or did their record label pay for these to get in the system and like they haven't taken them out? One of them that consistently plays, IDGAF by Dua Lipa. It's like, I never listened to that song. It's from like 3 albums ago. Why is that always coming up on autoplay, that one song? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it makes you think, like, maybe her label back in the day was, like, push this song, but then, like, they forgot to take it out of the algorithm. It's like, if anyone from Apple Music is watching this, please take that one out of the algorithm.
Because that is pretty specific. Like, you would kind of think if it was going to be a Dua Lipa song, it would be levitating even.
Okay, look at my... New rules. Literally, look at my music right now. I don't give it... This is what made me think of it. This is proof, guys.
Wait,
so this is what played.
Should I tone mine on that and see if one of the 3 songs that you mentioned is going to come up?
We should after I say the other 2 songs. So the other song that consistently comes up, Positions by Ariana Grande. I love Ariana Grande, was never really into that song. It always comes up. 3rd one, Yikes by Nicki Minaj. It's like, why is it always playing Yikes? It just makes me think it is a glitch in the algorithm, because these songs, like, I guess Positions was a big song, but like I Don't Give a Fuck by Dua Lipa and Yikes by Nicki Minaj, it wasn't like these were worldwide smashes, but like, so why are they consistently in my algorithm when I always skip them?
Yeah.
I just feel like I need an explanation.
The one that I experienced, and I think you said you experienced this, which this song, I'm just going to be a hater for the next like minute. This song, I feel like the success of it was fully bought. And there's a whole list of reasons probably.
Can I guess the song?
Yeah.
That song that Justin Bieber and Ariana Grande did together?
Yeah, Stuck With You, Ariana Grande and Justin Bieber. It got released during COVID. It was a COVID song. That's, first of all, it's a COVID song. Like, the theme of the song is really about COVID.
And it's like, we're stuck together in the house.
That song, if any song in the last 5 years has been the most bought out number, go Billboard at Hot 100 and then falls off that shit, that is the number one song that was the fakest success ever. Because I don't believe anyone actually listened to that and thought
nobody
it was
good. Did.
I just, for some reason, that song I'm really passionate about, where I actually believe the whole Scooter Braun brand that, he scammed the industry with that song.
Honestly, please, if you're a fan of that song and you listen to it consistently, let us know. Because I want to see the other side. I want to know if there actually are people who are pushing it.
Because that song popped up, I remember, probably not anymore, but for like a year, it would always be on Play Next.
I know, but that one, yeah, it was on my Play Next a lot of times, but then it fell out of the algorithm, which I'm okay with. I'm okay with these record labels pushing songs into my autoplay and then taking them out. But it's like, Yikes by Nicki Minaj, that came out in like 2018. Why is it still in? It's like, take it out of the algorithm. That's,
yeah.
I'm actually down for people to be buying them. I just don't want it still in the algorithm 5 years later.
Yeah, and same with I Don't Give a Fuck, the Dua Lipa song.
Literally like 2017 or something.
Yeah, like,
is
so
when
with
that
the whole,
song came out.
With the whole autoplay thing, we do have to admit, I don't know if it's because those songs have been streamed a lot, but that is like for sure a thing that, like, how do you think it works though? Like the whole song's being pushed. Do you think it's bot, or do you think someone has done a deal with Spotify so then they push the music?
I don't really think it's bot. I think it's more like these giant record labels and these streaming services, they need to, like, they're kind of like a symbiotic relationship. I learned that because our sister, she said symbiotic. So shout out to her for bringing that into my vocabulary. But they're mutually, they need each other, you know?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So I think, like, the streaming service is like, okay, like, tell me what songs you want us to put into the playlist and we'll put them in, because they need each other, you know? Like, the streaming services are nothing without the record labels, and the record labels are nothing without the streaming services. So they need, so I could see stuff like that being pulled. But I don't think it's necessarily bought.
Yeah, yeah. I most put it out with Yikes, with what you said. Why would Yikes by Nicki Minaj be one?
I know. So do you want to do it on yours?
Let me get my phone right now and see. So I don't...
Yeah, let's see if it does it. So just do your radio station, basically.
Okay, so it's playing J. Christ by Lil Nas X, I'm That Girl by Beyonce, Pineapple Slice, Tuvlo, Oxytocin, Billie Eilish, Cozy, Beyonce. It's actually not in mine.
Just keep going. Let's see.
Okay, so we're just going through a bunch of songs.
He's gone through like but 30 songs and it hasn't played them. So
but let's see this. I just want to fully touch your feature. I'm just going to play... I've been listening to Charli XCX a lot recently. So I'm just going to play Von Dutch by Charli XCX. But then I'm going to do the feature that you're talking about. You're talking about that, right?
Yeah.
The loop feature. Oh, wait. So then I have to go through all these songs and then do it. Okay, now let's see if it's one of the three. Okay. No, it's not any of the three songs.
Okay, so my theory has been debunked.
Oh!
Oh my God!
Wait, so that's weird.
Dua Lipa, I Don't Give a Fuck just came up.
So I pressed like 6 fast forwards and I Don't Give a Fuck. That is weird because I like this song definitely, but that is so weird. That's
okay, keep going and say if Yikes plays or something.
That's weird. I'm not even joking when I say that though. No, I don't think it's gonna play.
Yeah, we're kind of forcing it at this point. But I do think maybe like just for me, like a 30-year-old millennial gay, like maybe for my specific demo, like that's what they're pushing. For you, it might be a little bit different. Gen Z gay.
Yeah, I guess I don't know. I would so badly love for someone to break it down, but I feel like no one's gonna break it down because it will make people say like, this is why this song is big, because it will like is cheating or whatever. But I just wanna know the full ins and outs, because what you were saying makes sense. It's like a symbiotic relationship. They both need each other. But I wanna know the ins and outs, because I like I don't know how much success is bought or like whatever. Like I kind of feel like that isn't that often if I had to guess. But I don't know the ins and outs of like if a song's doing good or something like that. Like how do they push it naturally? Because I feel like 100% there's a thing where like Spotify even just pushes something because it's doing good and they see a lot of potential in it and they want to have more people listen to music and they know it's a good song. But I don't know how they do that. Like I don't know. I'd be so curious to see like what the typical like algorithm switches for that to happen. Like, I just want to know.
A little insider tea, Ricky Dillon, the YouTuber, he did music for a while. And one of his songs, he had Snoop Dogg featuring on it. He paid like Snoop Dogg like $80,000 or something to be in his song. But he did a video talking about how they tried to push that song. Remember, he said he was gonna pay like $200,000 or something crazy like that to push it so it would play in like Cheesecake Factory and like in malls. But then he said Snoop Dogg ended up sabotaging it or something. Yeah, so I guess there is a way to like pay to get playlist in like malls and stuff.
But then
apparently,
how that,
if I'm remembering this video from like 8 years right,
how would that really help you though?
I don't. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, if I heard a song playing at the water park, like most likely I'm not going to add it to my. I guess maybe I would. I guess I take back that. I remember being in Abercrombie in like 2012 and hearing "Prima Donna" by Marine and the Diamonds, and I literally did Shazam, and I became a Marine and the Diamonds stan after that. Like, fast forward 6 months, I was at her concert with a little heart eyelinered onto my cheek. And that was all playing at the mall.
Oh, my gosh.
So maybe
the
mall is how you get people into it, actually.
I have the funniest thing that happened 3 weeks ago that we never really talked about after because it was just a blip in life. But we were Ubering to this one restaurant. And this guy was taking us, and the music was playing. And I was thinking, like, oh, like, he picked a good playlist. Like, he has a good music taste because Prima Donna was playing. When it was playing, you whispered to me, oh, wait, he picked this music because you thought it was, like, interesting or something. But something was so funny about us being like, he picked this music because, then we, like, both probably instantly thought, oh, it's like, he's, like, a gay guy and stuff.
Oh, yeah, but it's literally, so fun. I immediately labeled him as a gay guy. But it was funny because he was one of those gay guys who didn't look gay. I mean, straight guys maybe are blasting Prima Donna by Marine and the Diamonds as well, but he also was singing to it.
Yeah, he was kind of homie.
Yeah, so it was like, okay, I'm assuming gay, but, like, obviously, every sexual identity can be a fan.
Oh, yeah, I think it was just funny. It was just so funny at the time because, like, he wasn't talking or anything. And, like, I guess I didn't even assume what a sexuality was. But then when you hear Prima Donna, it's just funny because I just picture this, like, I just get this, like, fake vision of this gay guy in my head.
Like,
it's just
bitchy
funny.
Gay, you yeah. know?
Like, Prima Donna, girl. So then when the Uber driver didn't live up to that, it made me, like, it was just even funnier.
It's also funny thinking of this Uber thing you're talking about, because we were in the back of, like, a Honda. Like, he probably heard everything we were saying, but, like, we thought we were whispering. That's where there's times where we think we're whispering, and then we find out, like, people heard every single word we said.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
So he might have heard us in the back, like, debating his sexuality.
Oh, my
God. Sorry if you're listening.
Oh, yeah, that whole thing, I feel like that happens a lot. But then it's even worse when you're drinking because you actually don't realize how loud you are.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're actually just screaming, saying, so this is why this song didn't win a Grammy. And it's like, no one wants to hear you scream, I swear.
Well, should that wrap up Bro Show 2.0, episode 1?
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe. Subscribe on the audio platforms. And we're sorry we were gone for 2 years, but we're back and we're here to stay.
Share with a friend.
Yeah, please. It really helps us out.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Bye. See you later.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.